SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. stocks fell again today as worries about tariffs continue to roil the markets. President Trump has adjusted the latest round of tariffs, with his original order being suspended for most countries for 90 days in order to conduct negotiations.
It's worth noting that nothing is still clear. The 10% tariffs are in place. China's facing 125% tariffs. The fact of the matter is that companies are still in this moment of suspended animation, where they don't know what the policies are, and it's not clear they'll know what to do to invest. That same principle possibly applies to consumers. Are they still going to look to spend on automobiles, clothes, and other goods? Or are they so caught up in the tariffs drama that essentially they too want to be on the sidelines?
Correspondent Josh Boak reporting. House Republicans narrowly approved their budget framework. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports on a press conference which two GOP leaders held prior to the vote.
Holding a joint appearance with Senate Majority Leader John Thune in a bid to convince conservative holdouts, the two chambers were on the same page regarding spending cuts. During the brief remarks, Johnson committing to at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts in the party's ultimate Trump agenda bill, but Thune notably stopped short of making a similarly strong assertion, a fact that could spark concerns among hardline conservatives.
The 216 to 214 tally was a turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson after abruptly postponing Wednesday's vote. A helicopter crashed Thursday into the Hudson River off Manhattan, killing six people. That crash happened near Houston Street and the Holland Tunnel. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,014 points. The Nasdaq plunged 737. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers consider a pro-life bill.
The measure would allow citizens to file wrongful death civil lawsuits against abortion pill providers. Tennessee has a ban on abortion, which makes it illegal for abortion pills to be sold. However, the legislation would only target distributors of the drugs, not doctors, pharmacists, delivery companies, or the women who might be customers. Supporters of the bill say they're trying to keep providers in pro-abortion states from flooding Tennessee with their wares. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's selection for ambassador to the Vatican defended many of the administration's foreign aid cuts at a Senate hearing this week, adding that Catholic charitable groups are well-equipped to deliver such aid efficiently. Brian Birch is head of Catholic Vote, which helped lead a successful effort to boost Catholic support for President Trump to all-time highs. Republican senators encouraged Birch to urge the Vatican to continue defending the rights of Christians. This is SRN News. There's been a butter recall.
A Vermont farm is recalling more than 1,700 pounds of butter because it may be contaminated with coliform. Agrimark Incorporated of Waitsfield, Vermont, recalled 189 cases of Cabot Creamery 8-ounce premium butter made with sea salt and sold in seven states. The recall first announced on March 26th, according to the FDA. It's classified as the lowest level of recall and is not likely to cause health problems in people. Agrimark officials say they recovered nearly all of the product. John Scott reporting.
This year's official White House Christmas ornament honors more than 150 years of culinary diplomacy practiced at state dinners in Washington. The White House Historical Association revealed the design on Thursday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.